Have you been feeling weighed down by stress lately? You're not alone. It can seem like there are never enough hours in the day and stress is constantly nipping at our heels. That's why I'm excited to tell you about a free resource that can help you gain clarity. This free digital download planner is designed to help you organize your thoughts, focus your energy, and find more balance. I found it useful for diminishing anxiety, boosting productivity, and feeling refreshed even on hectic days. All you have to do is visit Mindful Worksheets. Why not give it a try? Taking even just a few minutes for yourself each day with a mindfulness planner is a great way to trade stress for tranquility. I highly recommend checking it out. Let me know if you have any other questions. The link is also in the show notes down below. Welcome to the Miracles and Wellness Podcast. My name is Clarissa Booker, and I'm your life and wellness coach, and also a beauty expert. I am so happy and grateful that you are here. We'll be discussing all things health and wellness, feeling empowered, and loving yourself more while connecting your mind, body, and spirit. Always know that you can manifest whatever you desire for your greater well-being in your life, because I believe that miracles are for everyone. Hey friends, today we're going to talk about stress and binge eating because they have a tendency to be very much connected. Sometimes when we are stressed out, we start reaching for food and then it winds up being more sugary food, more fatty foods. And then a lot of times when you are stressed out, you might wind up overeating, you might wind up binging. And then you pick these unhealthy foods as a way to cope and to deal with our emotions, whether you are super stressed out. And stress and anxiety have a tendency to run hand in hand. And it could be, you could be angry, you could be depressed or bored. Then it just starts this whole cycle where you're stressed out. Then you wind up eating a lot. Then you, next thing you know, you overate. Then you might feel guilty or just down on yourself. Then you start worrying about your weight. And then because you're feeling guilty, you're in this cycle, then you wind up eating even more. So it just winds up being this cycle where you can't get out of sometimes. There are studies that say that 1 in 4 people who do have a binge eating disorder suffer from a mental health condition related to stress. That speaks volumes, right? Now, everybody copes with stress differently, you know, but one thing that is really prevalent is people turn to food. Now, stress in the short term, it might shut down your appetite, but that doesn't really last, you know? So if stress persists, like if you're not finding healthy ways to cope with everything, then it starts releasing cortisol. And cortisol increases your appetite. Then that's when you want to eat. You're just like, let me get something sweet, some junk to give you that temporary fix, right? And once you are feeling less stressed, like you're all calmed down and all the things, your cortisol levels should fall, right? But sometimes stress doesn't go away. Sometimes you're going through something, your anxiety is on 100, and you're just like, life is just killing me right now, and this is stressing me out, and this is going on. Then it's going to stay raised, right? It's going to stay elevated. So then that will result in you possibly still making those unhealthy food choices until you're able to get out of this stressful situation. So your body gets out of the fight or flight mode. And so, for example, when you're really stressed out at work and something happened and then you got to come home and then you got to straighten the house out and you're just really heightened and you're stressed out. And instead of finding a more healthy way that you do start eating and then you get into this cycle, then you're eating sugary foods. Now your cortisol levels are up, you have high insulin levels, and you keep doing this day to day to day. Next thing, what can happen is diabetes, heart disease, because it's all connected, because that stress had you binge eat, had you making the sugary and the junk and the processed food choices that you were making over and over again, and then this is affecting your health in so many ways, right? Your stress is there, which we know affects us tremendously, the nutrition and just all of the lifestyle. So what we can try to do is
have healthier ways to deal with our stress so that we can prepare for it, because it's life. We are going to get stressed out. It is what it is. But we can help ourselves cope with it better, try to be in a more stable place for the most part throughout the day, and so that whenever something does happen, we have a different way to handle it, okay? So for example, if you're working and you're in a stressful situation, taking a moment to incorporate like some kind of meditation or mindfulness practice, even if it's just deep breathing, right? So if you feel like you're really anxious and all these things are going on, take a moment to be mindful and meditate. Even if I'm not saying you have to sit there and just take a break and go run to your car and sit down for 20 minutes and do a meditation, but just sitting there and doing some deep breathing, you know, inhaling, taking some deep breaths in slowly, even if it's for like a count of four, holding it for a count of four and releasing slowly, and keep doing this. And this will help calm your system, okay? I mean, meditation is great and will help with your blood pressure, heart disease, and it will also kind of get you more centered, where instead of you running to the snack machine or grabbing something mindlessly, then you're able to make a more conscious food choice. So doing this, and you wind up being more mindful of your food choices. It will become more of a habit to you. So then after you feel more calm, your system's more relaxed, then you can be like, okay, what do I need? Ask yourself, what does my body need right now? What do I need to give myself energy? Because your body might need some energy, right? Because a lot of times what's happening is your body is craving energy to combat the stressors. And so quick energy, let's eat sugar, but it doesn't really do the job. So now that you're more calm and you're more relaxed, you just feel like, oh yes, it's much better. Then you can make a better choice about something that's more nutrient dense that you can eat, and you'll feel better. You won't feel so sluggish or feel like you want to beat yourself up afterwards, because we don't want to do that. We want to show ourselves love, give ourselves loving energy, and talk nice to ourselves. Sometimes, you know, you get in a funk and you just start talking to yourself in not the most positive way, and that doesn't send you down the right path, right? Sometimes if we are talking to ourselves in a negative way, it's going to send us in a downward spiral. So we want to show ourselves love, give ourselves compassion, show ourselves grace. We need to do these things, and it will have us go 100 times farther, right? So after we do these deep breathings, we can make better choices for our foods and eat nutrient-dense food. And if for some reason you do wind up eating something sugary, since you're more centered, you might eat one thing, like something small. Like, okay, I'm going to take this small bite of something and that's all I need. But if you are in a heightened sense of arousal there, you're going to sit there and eat a lot of stuff. It turns into a binge, right? So something like that. Meditation is great. And if later you have the opportunity, do a longer meditation, right? And there is actual de-stress meditation that I have here. If you go to episode 7, it's de-stress meditation to help with anxiety and stress and forms of mental health. It'll help you become centered and grounded. It's not even that long. It's just about 13 minutes to be exact as I look at that. And just give yourself that time, because you so deserve it. And you just feel so much better when it's all done. You do. Meditation is like my favorite thing now. It just is. And also making sure that you are eating enough foods first. Making sure that you are not being overly restrictive with your eating and you're not skipping meals. Because then whenever you do wind up eating, then sometimes sometimes people are overly restricting their food. And then once you do eat, you eat a lot because your body was starving, okay? That's another reason why fad diets are not the best option. A lot of times they be very unhealthy. Even studies show this, because if you're restricting too much, that will definitely trigger that binge episode, right? Because you can't stop eating because your body's like, where have you been? Be like, girl, I am hungry. Like, what have you been doing to me? Okay, I'm gonna eat this, and this, because your body's trying to take in all those nutrients. And then you might even be eating too fast. So you have to make sure that you are eating mindfully and taking the time to sit down and eat slowly. But what happens when you're hungry? You know, you eat it all and you eat it fast, okay? You know.
That's exactly what happens when you are so hungry. You just cannot stop and you eat it fast. Then you miss cues from your body to tell you when you're full because you're eating it so fast.
Also, something great to do is trying to be intuitive with your food when you're eating. So just taking the time to check in with yourself. Be like, you can go back to those breaths, right? Taking some deep breaths, being like, how do I feel right now? Am I really hungry? What do I need? What is my body craving? You know, maybe I need some carbs. Maybe I need, because I've been cutting them out, which we don't want to do. We need that energy, right? We need those carbs. And so maybe your body's like, I'm going to go eat some spinach. I'm going to go have some berries, which is full of antioxidants and so yummy for you. Just listening to your body and just eating slowly and just trying to pay attention to the cues when you feel full, right? Making sure we have fiber on our plate when we're eating, because it's going to keep you full longer so that you are not tempted to just reach for something that's processed because you feel full. Also, incorporating movement if you're feeling stressed out, if you're able to go for a walk or go to the gym, or even something like yoga is great because then you're able to incorporate your breath and move your body, and just going through those movements and just breathing helps your stress levels tremendously. And also, if you are incorporating fitness into your routine, you know, so if you have, for example, been binging and you've gained weight or you've developed diabetes, the exercise will help you feel great and you will naturally start losing weight. And it's not even about losing weight, it's just about living a healthier lifestyle and just being able to move better, live longer. The weight is just a byproduct. That's just a bonus whenever you start doing these things, okay? Whenever you start eating other foods that's more nutrient dense and start decreasing your processed food and you start moving your body, the weight's just a bonus, okay? You're focusing on your blood pressure. You're focusing on your stress. All of this stuff goes hand in hand, right? And then once you start taking care of yourself, respecting your body, giving your body that love that it deserves and that it needs, all the other things start happening, right? So doing the yoga, working out, whether there's so many ways to work out, there's no right way, there's no wrong way. I just say walking a lot of times because if you're not used to working out, walking is good. Or even walking on a rest day, it's nice and casual. Whatever it is. Or maybe you just want to rest and sit down and do the yoga or just sit on your porch and just enjoy the breeze. Whatever that is for you. There's just so many ways. And after you finish working out, having some protein on your plate, whether that's an animal lean protein or your plant protein, whatever that is for you, it's your choice, right? But if you do choose to eat animal protein, just making sure it's lean. And so that'll be fine. That, you know, the protein will help replenish your muscles and also help you control your appetite. So just making sure we are eating. Food is your friend. We love food. Food is love. Our body is love. Okay? I'm all about the love around here. So just remember to give yourself grace. It might not happen overnight. Just take one day at a time. And if something happens, don't beat yourself up. You know, don't do that. Just give yourself the grace it needs. And the right tools in your arsenal, having support. Okay, support is so important. Knowing who you can trust, who will be there. Share with somebody. You don't have to keep it to yourself. Find a trusted person that you know will be in your corner, that is not going to criticize you and will understand, because it's different for everybody, you know, and just finding that person, finding a support system is essential. That's essential with everything, isn't it? Finding the right support system there that'll have your back, knowing who that is for you. All right. So I hope this episode helped you. Stress and binge eating, just trying to be more mindful, intuitive when you're eating, just paying attention to how you're eating, checking in with yourself, you know, just paying attention, trying your best to pay attention, allowing yourself to eat. Don't be too overly restrictive because then your body is too hungry. So then you just wind up eating everything, you know. So meditation, yoga, moving your body are just some things you also can do to help you out with your stress levels, okay? Because you want to eat whenever we are hungry, and allowing yourself the grace if something happens, all right? Because we just take one day at a time. Remember, if you've been doing something for 5 years, for 10 years, it's not going to magically get better in a day. That's not realistic. And allow yourself that. Give yourself that permission to know that it's going to take time, right? Each day will get better. Just know that each day will get better. And if you need any additional help, please let me know. You may send me a message. You can email me. There's an email down in the show notes, info@clarissabooker.com. Also, come on over to the Facebook community. Pop any questions in there you might want to know. I could do a podcast episode on it or just answer you live. Just let me know. And that's bit.ly/wellbeinggroup. And all those links are down in the, what do you call it? The show notes. Went blank there for a minute. Just let me know. Because we all need support and accountability to make it through. Because it's okay. It is definitely okay. All right, guys. Until next time.
If you like my mommy show, leave her a review. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for coming by. And if you enjoyed the show, I would love for you to head over to iTunes, subscribe, share, and leave a written review at Miracles and Wellness. I would love to know your thoughts and what you would like for me to talk about next. Also, let's connect on Instagram @ClarissaDBooker. Until next time, love and light.